Well, independence in East Africa is called Uhuru. And one of the independence leaders indeed wrote a book saying it is not yet Uhuru after independence. And I think that's the kind of mood one gets all over Africa, that independence has not translated into a transformation of people's lives better than they were. In the case of Uganda, at independence, the independence identified three cardinal issues to tackle. That was ignorance, disease, and poverty. And actually, in the early years, some pace was achieved in the first few years with building of more modern schools, with building of health institutions, with improving fairly quickly the infrastructure, the road infrastructure, the power infrastructure, the water and so on. But in our case, this came to a rather halt when the military intervened in the post-independence politics and overthrew the constitution in 1966. That was only since then we have had military rule up to today. So in the 62 years of independence, we have since had every single leader hand over power peacefully to another. All changes have been violent, and we have had essentially military rule up to now.
Dr. Besigye, President Museveni, as you said, has been in power for this long, and I'm sure his supporters can argue that he has brought many good changes, including development to Uganda.
Of course, they can argue anything, but he found Uganda with many things that he can no longer count for. When he took over power, for example, there was a functioning railway network, which was built by the colonial government, that would bring our imports from the coast of Mombasa and pass it in the country to the westernmost town of Kasese, to the western area of Uganda. Those railway networks are dead. 42 years on, nothing, absolutely nothing. When he took over power, we had the national airline, which collapsed completely. They have just resurrected one, of course, with borrowed aircraft. I've told you the situation of the economy. He took over the government when we were a highly indebted, poor country. All our debts were forgiven under his leadership. But today, I have told you the situation of indebtedness, that debt service in itself cannot be completed with our annual tax revenue. We have to borrow to add on our tax revenue to service the debts for this year. So, of course, whatever they say, they can say. But you ask ordinary Ugandans how they feel. And that's why, indeed, the repression must escalate, because they know that there is popular discontent.